Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Everyone, 8 p.m. here on a very, very soggy East Coast. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of At Home with Victoria. I'm Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host. Victoria is away this evening, so I have the absolute pleasure of introducing you to two amazing singer-songwriters. Wisconsin-born, Florida-raised Timothy Craig will be making his debut on the show, bringing with him some brand new music. Then a little later, the beautiful, the talented, and a gal I like to call friend, Nashville sweetheart Shelley Rand will be joining us. We're going to do things a little different here tonight. In addition to taking questions for our guests via email and chat, we'll also be taking your calls live and on the air. And I have some giveaways, so that's kind of French for free stuff. So stay tuned for the call-in number and call in to win. I have 22 minutes of all-new music, so let's get the ball rolling with Timothy Craig, and you got it.
Wine instead of whiskey, you got it. You want my side of the bed, it's yours. You want me to watch a movie instead of football, you got it. Cause all I want is you. You got it, it's yours. Say the word. Shop with you at Target, you got it. Think I should spend more time in church, I will. You want me to stop and ask directions, well you got it. Cause all I want is you. You got it, it's yours. Say the word.
Which I like to call this song as being the national anthem for any married man on the planet. Timothy, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me, Michael.
Love your tunage, buddy. Many thanks again to Marilyn Bennett for sending me some of the best talent. But, buddy, some great tunage coming up.
Yes, you guys have been really supportive. And there's also a video of that song people can check out on YouTube if they want to.
Absolutely. YouTube.com/TimothyCraig. You know, first time here on At Home with Victoria, so let's get into the background information. You're born in Wisconsin, raised in Florida. Where in Wisconsin were you actually born?
I was born in the Madison area and moved to Florida, Fort Myers, Florida, at second grade. So I still have relatives in Wisconsin and around the Madison area, but I'm more familiar with Fort Myers because that's where I went through school.
Yeah. How was Wisconsin for you? How old were you when you left Wisconsin? I mean, I'm from Saskatchewan, so I know cold weather like Wisconsin.
Well, I mean, we get a little cold in Nashville, too. I mean, I left in second grade, so I don't remember much of it. But, you know, Nashville gets a little cold, too. Not like Wisconsin, but we get some cold action here.
Yeah, absolutely. Dad was a big influence growing up. Dad was in a band in the 60s. Which band was he playing in?
He had his own band called Vilas Craig and the Viscounts, believe it or not. That's what they were called. And he had another one called the College Kings. And they were one of the first bands in the Wisconsin area playing kind of rock and roll. And so growing up in Florida, when we all moved there, there was all that vintage equipment around, you know, Fender guitars and drum kits. And so I have to say my biggest influence stemmed from him.
Yeah.
And then I was influenced later by, you know, John Mellencamp and Johnny Cash, Tom Petty, and on and on and on. But I have to say he was my main influence because there was all those 45 records around and, you know, and as a kid, you know, and having all that equipment and all that gear around.
Yeah. How old were you when you picked up your first instrument?
You know, I think I was like, it was in Gainesville, Florida. And my dad is the one that, see, I tried to do drums first, tried to play the drums because they were in the house. But to write songs, I knew I had to go towards guitar or piano. And my dad actually, when I was in school in Gainesville, Florida, brought me my first acoustic guitar and wrote down a bunch of chords on some paper for me. And that's when I started to write. So I had to be, 20, I guess? Because it was definitely in school in Gainesville. So, and I didn't know at the time that there were publishing companies, and I just assumed everybody wrote their own songs because I was so influenced by, like I said, Tom Petty and Mellencamp and Bob Seger and Jimmy Buffett. All the people that I really looked up to were writing their own songs. So I just started buckling down on that.
Right. Down in Florida, where are some of the venues that you started up? I've got a couple good guys, Joshua Steadman and SJ Acoustic, that are working the Florida market right now and blazing the trail up there. But what are some of the venues you play down in Florida?
Never played with a band. Can you believe that?
Wow.
The Florida era, because I started writing songs and I took off to Nashville. So I didn't play with a band until I got to Nashville and spent years doing the Nashville scene and then went to Los Angeles. So I just was learning the guitar in school there and writing songs and took off to Nashville, where I actually found I was kind of too rock for Nashville.
Really?
You know,
Well,
I was a little too edgy, and that's why. Then I went to Los Angeles in 2000, year 2000.
When did you open for Cheap Trick? I found that to be an interesting little tidbit.
That was here in Nashville. It was a River Fest. I think it was, might have been 95, 96. It was on the river. It was called Riverfest in Nashville. And what happened is I submitted one of my earlier CDs to the radio station that was putting it all on, and they selected me to be the opening act. And that's how that happened.
Wow. Fantastic.
So you could see my music was edgy enough to open for Cheap Trick, so country wasn't really where it The new country wasn't where it's at now. So after a few years of pounding around here, I went to L.A.
Yeah, that wasn't the time for you to go ahead and be a big breakout, because that was a different kind of country back then. But hey, Timothy, I'm going to go ahead and mention the chat room right now. Chat room's alive with Don Quinn, a few guests, a few new guests, Catherine Taddy from California, Kelly 21, Mar Ben producing chat. Might call up my brother from another mother. A fantastic new friend of mine, Nelia, actually. Nelia has some really good connections with Sony Canada, so I'm glad she's tuning in tonight. Sandy at Sea from Nebraska. Shannon Sybil from the UK is tuning in, and also her friend Irm. I think his name is Mike or something. I'm not sure, but anyways, let's tell everybody during the show we're going to go ahead and do a couple giveaways. Is that correct, Mr. Timothy?
Yes, sir. Let's do some autographed copies of that my latest album called You Got It.
Absolutely. Now you have five albums available, actually, all available on iTunes and Amazon too, or just all iTunes?
It's iTunes. It's everywhere, actually. I think it's on everything. Rhapsody, Amazon, you name it. I think it's everywhere.
Yeah.
But I always say iTunes, because that's kind of always been the predominant one. Everybody knows iTunes, so I always say iTunes. But I think it's on anything they would want to, anything that they're keen to, you know.
Right. And actually, you can find any and all information on Timothy Craig at timothycraig.com. So make sure to go ahead and check out his website. Let's take a couple questions. Don, actually, from Purvis, Mississippi, wants to know what your songwriting process is.
What the process is?
Yeah, what process? Sorry.
Well, for me, it happens many different ways. I either have a great title that I hear sticks in my head, and I'll write it down. And then when I sit down to write, I'll try to work around that title. Or sometimes it's music. Sometimes I'm just messing around with the guitar, and something starts to become real catchy to me, and the song will stem from the music I'm writing. So it happens all different ways. And if I co-write, it's the same thing. We sit down and just take off on someone's idea and let it happen. Or if it doesn't happen, we don't force it, you know.
Yeah, you doing a lot of co-writing with other people right now, or you're basically sticking to yourself?
The first four albums I put out, I pretty much wrote everything myself. The album that you're playing, I co-wrote a lot of the songs, and I wrote some songs myself. But so my new album that I'm planning out, you know, you're always thinking down the road a couple years, but that's going to be of songs I wrote myself again. So I did this last album that you're playing is mainly co-writes, except for your favorite that we'll get to, One Small Miracle. I wrote that by myself.
Yeah, I'm going to get so into that, because that's a fantastic song. You're doing some great stuff with that. But I'm going to go ahead and I want to play a little bit more music for you. I want to go ahead and remind everybody that the call-in number is 718-664-9364. Go ahead and tie up the phone lines. But let's give a little bit of background, actually, to the next song coming up, which is Tell Me Where It Hurts. Fantastic song, buddy, written from the heart, I can certainly tell. But give us a little bit of background info on that.
I was writing with co-writers here in Nashville, and I really enjoy writing with a co-writer friend of mine named Sandy Ramos. And Sandy has written songs for Let It Rip, for Dixie Chicks, and has had some pretty – I can't remember the titles of the songs. She had something with Faith Hill. And anyway, I clicked really well with her, and we sat down and wrote Tell Me Where It Hurts. And it just it came out really – I like the production of it, too. It just came out really well.
It did. It did quite well. And so
my dad, that's my dad. That's my dad's personal favorite, just to let you know, on the whole album.
Really? Well, I was listening
to everything
and
stuff
like that. And I was listening to One Small Miracle, which is my favorite, too. And then I kind of listened to, as I was doing the show, I was listening to Tell Me Where It Hurts. And have to admit, it's tough to choose a favorite, you know what I mean? But till then, going to go ahead and remind everybody, 718-664-9364. Call in with your question. And actually, caller number, pick a number, Timothy. Let's give the autograph CD to
five.
Our lucky caller. Lucky
number five.
Get it. You got it. Timothy Craig, you got it. It's coming right up. Sorry, we're going to go to Tell Me Where It Hurts. Timothy Craig, coming right up. My
you must
bad.
Love You Got It.
I did. I got it. Anyways, Timothy Craig with Tell Me Where It Hurts.
know your concern. You're thinking that's what I'll do. I don't see or feel any scars, but you won't let down your guard. Tell me where it is.
Congratulations. Meet Timothy. Timothy, this is Sandy.
Hey,
hi,
Sandy.
Timothy. How are you?
I'm doing great. I wrote that with a lady named Sandy. So isn't that crazy?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Sandy's a great name, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, I do have a question for you.
What?
Go ahead.
I can't hear you.
I have a question for you.
What is it?
When you first performed or first started performing, did you ever get nervous, like, before your first show? I mean, what do you do when you...
You know,
like,
I think I still have a little bit of jitters in the beginning, but I like it because it kind of makes me, you know, excited and pumped up, opposed to what else the other option would be, just bored with it and getting up there. And, you know, I have a little nervousness every time in the, like, the first half of the first song, and then it's all over and I feel great.
So once you get up there, you're, like, more comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. But there's also nervousness before the show starts, before you first step on stage. For me, there is.
Oh, that's good. Anyway, also, do you have any hobbies outside of singing? Or things you like to do? Like, you know, like mountain climb or...
Believe it or not, I like to work on my house, you know, like landscaping and all that stuff. I'm really into working on my house and changing things in the house, making them cooler and better. And I'm also a big college football fan, so I love college football. And
go Huskers.
What?
I said go Huskers.
My team is I'm a big Florida Gator fan.
There we go.
That's because that's where I was at school before I, you know, I got the first guitar and everything started happening. But I'm a big Florida Gator fan.
Okay, I'll let that slide.
We don't play you, Eric. We don't play here during the course of the year, so we can be friends.
I know.
Exactly.
That's right. That's right. But exactly. We can both root for each other's team.
Fantastic. Sandy, I want to thank you so much for calling in and keep tuning into the show, but this is how you're going to go ahead and redeem your autographed CD. Go to www.timothycraig.com. And Timothy, where does she go to? Contact?
Sandy, you can just shoot me an email and say, hey, it's Sandy, and then put your address in there, and I'll sign one and make sure it gets out to you.
Okay, that sounds cool. I can't wait.
Thanks for calling in, Sandy.
All right, thank you,
thank
Sandy.
You.
All right, take care. Sweet kid that Sandy is, and you're such a kind man to be giving away stuff. That's such a good thing for you to do. But
hey,
now,
if I had my way, I'd give everybody a CD in the whole world. But, you know,
of course,
you've got to
make,
make a living.
That would be shooting yourself in the foot. You got to get you rich, buddy, absolutely. Let's embarrass you a little bit here. Let's talk about the foray into acting. NYPD Blue.
Well, I was in Nashville. I felt I was too rock for the way country was. I moved to L.A. So I'm out in L.A. and playing all the clubs out there, the Whiskey, the Roxy, everything. And I just thought it was foolish not to explore that because I'm living in Los Angeles. So I started doing some extra work, getting around the sets and stuff, and I actually got some parts, like playing a police officer on NYPD Blue. It was just one episode, though, for that, and I was a police officer in that. And then did some other things, and I finally, you know, they reward you with you become SAG eligible to get your Screen Actors, to become in the Screen Actors Guild. Mm-hmm. So I got in the guild, and then went to... The other cool thing that happened, I went to an audition. I don't know if you remember the show American Dreams. It was on NBC. It was on Sunday night, and they recreated that.
Yes, I do. And I actually, when I actually went through the searches, I actually did see the episode you were in playing part of the Everly Brothers. So it was so cool to go back because I saw it on Hulu, and it was like, oh, that was him. I couldn't believe it.
Well, they put a big puffy blonde wig on me. But I had I was Phil Everly, and my friend, we both went to the audition together, and he was Don Everly, and we nailed the part. I did a few episodes of that, and that was great. And so the acting thing, it's not really a passion like the music was, and but I did I could say luck or nail some auditions to get some cool acting stuff while I was out there.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm in Nashville now again, so it's all come full circle.
Well, you're just on fire. You're gonna be everywhere very, very soon. Gonna go back to chat room, take some questions from chat. Catherine Taddy, California. Did you graduate from Florida, and did you major in some sort of music degree?
No, I did not graduate. I went to school in Gainesville there, and I did not. I was there long enough with my brother to become like when you're in Florida, if you were into college football, you were either a Seminole, a Hurricane, or a Gator. So growing up in Florida, I was always into the Florida Gators. And then when I went to school in Gainesville, that really roped me in. And I've been a Gator ever since. But no, I never finished. Never finished school.
Well, again, you're like Steve Jobs. That kind of level of genius, you know. Look what you can do. Back to the chat room. Sandy at C wants to know, is Timothy married, engaged, or other? Which box do you check?
I am single.
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 There we go,
single,
ladies. Oh,
single.
Chat
single,
room's
single.
On fire, Timothy. Oh. Gonna
yeah,
go back
I'm
to
single.
Chat.
Never been married.
Good for you. You know a lot about the Married Anthem song, though. I give you. Gonna go back
well,
to chat.
Well, you got Lillian, it.
Yep. Canada wants to know: have you performed in Canada?
No, I would love to though.
Nope. You like
only
to?
Only been pretty much in the States. Haven't been to Europe or anything. That's another. I would love to do all that. You know, I guess if I ever created a big enough buzz in different places, you know, you could go over there and perform.
Well, we can do that for you. That's why you're here, buddy.
That's right.
That's our true intention.
Doing. Hooking me up.
that's how we do it. Going to once again, you're listening to Timothy Craig on Animals at Home with Victoria. Going to thank again the chat room, Don Quinn, all the new guests, Taddy, Kelly21, Mar Ben, Mike Cullup, Nelia, Sandy at Sea, Shannon Sibold, and our friends from the UK with URM. But sorry, I got sidetracked there. I got a little message from Shelly Wren via text. She's running a little bit late, so I'm going to keep you for an extra couple minutes if that's okay with you, buddy.
That's fine.
Cool beans. Now,
no, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to not leave anybody hanging that may care, but the reason I'm back in Nashville is because I went to L.A., I did some acting things, and then I was playing a lot of clubs, and they were telling me, if you can believe it or not, they were telling me that I sounded kind of country. And I'm like, well, I just left Nashville years ago because I didn't sound country enough. So then, you know, with the way it changed with Gretchen Wilson and Keith Urban and all these pop country or country rock acts started to really come out of nowhere. And so now I'm back in Nashville, and I feel like I'm really at home here.
Yeah. Nashville's a great little city. I can't wait to get to it. And so much talent comes out of there. We were, like I said, Marilyn hooked me up with a lot of people from Nashville. And I really would find it a little bit awesome to be walking down the street amongst that much talent. I mean, you really couldn't throw a stone without hitting a musician or a singer. But
yeah, there's some great players here. Oh, yeah, I agree with you. Great players here, great musicians. And but, you know, I have a soft spot for L.A., too, because of all the cool things that happened. In fact, I'm going out there, and I'm doing a show at the Key Club on Sunset Strip soon, a week from today, October 21st. So I'm going to do a show out there, too, and kind of open that door again.
Wow.
And try to just be everywhere, Michael. I'm trying to be everywhere.
Well, that's good. You need to be everywhere, and you're soon to be. Let's not keep the listeners waiting any longer. Let's give a little bit of information to One Small Miracle. Like I said, fell in love with that song the first time I heard it, but let's hear a little bit more about how that is doing for you.
I wrote that by myself. It's the last song on the You Got It album, and it was, I think it's the song that gets the most attention from me playing live or people hearing it. And just, you know, everybody could use a miracle pull them through something these days, whether it's health or foreclosures or anything. And everybody seems to relate to it. And I get amazing comments on the video on YouTube for that. And I just received an email a few weeks ago from Extreme Makeover Home Edition, you know, the ABC show, and they say, move that bus. And they're helping out a needy family. They love it and wanted permission to use it in an upcoming fall episode. So of course I'm saying, yeah, you know, I said yes, and we worked it out. I don't know exactly what episode, but they're going to let me know. It's for sure going to be in an episode. I just don't know the date yet, and I'll post that. It'll be on the timothycraig.com. It'll be on the latest news when the air date is.
Right.
But so, and also, that song gets sent out through the holidays, and it's going out November 7th to 1,800 country stations in America and 350 abroad.
Wow.
One Small Miracle is going out, and I'm giving all the money, all the proceeds that stem from the radio airplay to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
Yeah, see, that's why I love you. You're that kind of dude. You know what I mean? That's brilliant, my friend. Brilliant. You'll get it back in spades. But I mean, what a great gesture.
Yeah, it just feels good and feels like the right thing to do. And it goes out through the holidays. Like I said, it's getting shipped. It's going out November 7th. So anybody can request it at any station, any country station, and request One Small Miracle by me, and I want them to know where the money's going.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's give a listen to it, everyone. This is Timothy Craig with One Small Miracle.
gonna take one small miracle just to get me through. I don't know which way to turn or what more I can do. I must have tried everything, but does it mean anything? I must have prayed a million times for my sun to shine. There's gotta be a star in the sky for me. Save me from this misery. It's gonna take one small miracle just to get me through. Seems I might have lost my way, or was I just left behind? Somebody send me a signal, somebody give me a sign. I'm reaching out with both hands, I feel like I'm running out of time. It's getting dark where I am, and I can't find the light. I must have tried everything, but does it mean anything? I must have prayed a million times for my sun to shine. There's gotta be a star in the sky for me. Save me from this misery. It's gonna take one small miracle just to get me through. Just to get me through. I'm running out of answers. What am I supposed to do? Ain't there anybody up there? Can't you hear my voice? Can't you feel my pain? Somebody send me an angel. Somebody send me an angel. I must have tried everything, but does it mean anything? I must have prayed a million times for my sun to shine. There's gotta be a star in the sky for me to save me from this misery. It's gonna take one small miracle just to get me through. I don't know which way to turn, what more I can do.
It'd be Craig, one small miracle, buddy. Sweet song.
There you go, buddy.
Sweet song, my friend. You're listening to Timothy Craig. Let's go ahead and give away that second autograph CD. How should we do it? Let's say,
pick a number this time.
Let's pick the second caller. Second caller into 718-664-9364. That's 718-664-9364 wins an autograph CD from Mr. Timothy Craig. Now, I know you mentioned it before, but I want to go ahead and actually remind everybody that you're going to be at the Key Club in West Hollywood October 21st, 8:30 p.m. That's 9039 West Sunset. You can call 310-274-5800 for tickets. So, big question actually also in the chat room too. What is the difference playing in L.A. versus playing in Nashville? How are the audiences different?
I feel I don't have a big difference for me. I really enjoy both. You know, I really just like reaching out and playing in front of people that haven't heard what I do, you know. So it's nice to just, I guess that's why, you know, bands are always touring out of Nashville or out of L.A. so they can cover most of America or everywhere. But I enjoy, I really enjoy both, and that's why I want to start playing in L.A. again more than I have been since I've been in Nashville. So I like the excitement of L.A., and I like there's things that are positive here too.
Yeah, West Hollywood is a certain area, though, that, you know, you'll be very well liked in West Hollywood.
Well, I know that I used to play the Roxy, the Whiskey, the legendary Whiskey, where Janis Joplin and even Tom Petty played there back in the day. And I think Jim Morrison, the Doors. I played the Whiskey when I was out there at least 12 times. And I opened for Dennis Quaid. The actor had a band for a while. I opened for him at the Key Club before, and I've done the Roxy. I have a soft spot for L.A. too. So I get pretty antsy in one place. I need to keep moving.
Yeah, you're like a gypsy.
I did buy a home in Nashville, so I'm gonna always base out of here. You know, it's really expensive to own a home in L.A. You know that, Michael.
Yeah, no, L.A. and New York both, forget it. The nice place to visit, I couldn't afford to live there, but we do have caller number two and the winner of the Timothy Craig autographed CD, and it is Miss Shelley Wren, none other. Miss Shelley, welcome to the show, and say hi to Mr. Timothy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are
you? Shelley,
how
are you?
Hey, very good. I was determined, man.
Really? I love those people.
Well, you know what? I've been known to Google things, and so when I seen you was going to be on the show, I checked you out, man.
Good.
I love it.
Now you're going to have an autographed CD. Only two that they're giving away tonight. So it's because you're persistent.
That's right. Persistence wins every time.
It does. I think it does too. even with pursuing, you know, pursuing anything you're doing, whether it's acting, music, whatever, I think persistence wins.
Yeah, and it sounds like you have been there in many instances where you've had to ask yourself that question. You know, how far am I going with this? You know, you're obviously a lifer.
Yeah,
what
I think someone who doesn't give up. You're right, though. I mean, once it's in you, I just feel like, some people go fishing and go golfing and different things. I love it that much that it's not just a job. It's like I love it. I mean, I would do it, you know, I've done it for years and years and years and not made any money. So it's like it's just something that's in me and I can't shake it. You know, I think back in the day my family wished maybe I would have shaken it, but they're kidding. And, you know, I didn't shake it, and now you're right. It's too late to turn back. I'm a lifer.
Right, exactly. Well, you know what? Welcome. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
I love when good people meet good people. I really, really do. Timothy, I want to thank you so much for spending so much time with us tonight. Everybody in chat is just adoring you, and I can't wait to go ahead and follow your career from now on. So please take this to heart. Now that you've been on at Home with Victoria once, you're a lifer here too, so welcome.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We're always here for you, buddy. But I do want to take the time to really sincerely thank you and to remind everybody to go ahead and check out www.timothycraig.com and just listen to some fantastic music and keep
and
them
I,
up.
And I, you know, and I also want to say thank you for Marilyn and yourself being so supportive. You know, it's always nice to hear when people love what you do. It makes it all worth it. So I want to say thank you to you, too.
And we do love you, buddy. You take care, and you have a great night.
All right. Thank you. See everyone later. Bye.
Take care. All right, Miss Wren. Wasn't Timothy a love? Just a love and a hug.
I'm so excited. And the fact that he's based out in Nashville, you know, he can come see the studio. We can maybe even write together. You never know.
Oh, see, and that's what I was kind of, you know, kind of thinking. It's like, I smell duet. But before we go any further, everybody, let's open up with some Shelly Rahn music. Shelly Rahn, Hell on Heels.
Turned his picture to the wall. It looks like forever's finally over after all. She slips into that dress she bought. She likes the way it feels. She's been his angel much too long. Tonight she's hell on heels. No blue, no more. Gonna be a woman he won't see no more. Under someone's thumb, she sees a good time pass her by and wants to get her some. The first step is the hardest. It's called making up your mind. She may not know what's up ahead, but she knows what you left behind. No fool, no more. Gonna be the woman he won't see no more.
Remind everybody, this is a call-in show tonight, so if you have any questions for Miss Shelly, call into 718-664-9364. That's 718-664-9364. Shell, back to chat for a second. Miss Neely up in Canada says, kick-ass vocals.
Ah, thank you so much. I've been meaning to chat with her and find out a little more of what she does. And isn't that such a great tool? I mean, I truly do see the value of Facebook, even though, you know, some of the changes I know drives people batty, and it does me too, but I've been able to meet people and contact people through that service
than and what I really enjoy about what I enjoy about Facebook the most actually is that you can get a sense of the people through even messages or what they post, and you end up becoming really good friends with a bunch of people you've never laid eyes on in your life, and you end up trusting them more than some of the friends you've had for 30 years, you know what I mean? So that's what I really have to do, give Facebook a hand up for. Plus, I think it's just great for artists like yourselves because you can really connect with your audience too. A lot of people really want to get to know their artists, and you've been fantastic on Facebook. I watch your posts and stalk you regularly, but you know, that's because we're, you know, personal long lost girlfriends, but
right.
there's certainly a value to Facebook and stuff. I haven't really gotten the hang of Twitter yet. Are you on Twitter?
My Twitter isn't working, or maybe it's user error. I don't know.
I will just leave that one alone.
No, don't. No.
Yeah, I don't get Twitter at all. I don't understand. I don't know what Tumblr is. I don't know what Foursquare is. I didn't even know MySpace still even existed, actually, but it was
Do you know that my MySpace was hacked?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Someone has control over my MySpace page, and I don't know who it is. They changed the password, and I can't get in.
Oh, that sucks. What do you do then? Just close it down?
Well, you can't do anything unless you have, unless you can prove that it's yours, which I'm in the process of. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I do. I mean, it's a necessary evil, all of it. Social networking. It's Zuckerberg. God love him.
God love him. Absolutely. Now I'm just going to go ahead and remind everybody too. You're giving away a couple free ditties too. What are you giving away tonight, Shell?
I am. I thought as an introduction to my record afterwards. That has a total of 12 cuts. I would like to give away a few download cards that I have that can be a nice introduction. It has Hell on Heels, which was the song that you just heard, the first single that I had go to radio. It also has the second single that is on radio right now, and it's called I'm All Over That. And I believe the other song on there is 8x10. I just think it's a nice introduction to the record, and I have those available, and I would love to give a few of those out tonight.
Absolutely.
At your discretion. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, let's do that now. Call in 217-1-8-664-9364 and get your little download. But you had a busy summer. It was really nice catching up with you in Rehoboth. I'm really sorry I didn't catch up with both you and Drew in Maryland. But what is Mr. Drew like to work with? I got a chance to meet him. I think he's a hoot and a holler and a half and such a talented young guy. But what was your take on him?
He is. Oh, no. I'm so excited for him. Musically and just personally, he's such a nice guy, and I just think he's worked really hard, and I'm excited about all the opportunities that he has, that he's afforded himself, because he has, since he was on America's Got Talent, I have looked at that. I've watched him on that show, and I listened to the music that he's making now, and he's just made huge steps forward, and I'm, just in the direction toward who he is as an artist, and I love to see that because I'm such a music fan first, and second, I love to see that because it's bound to happen. I don't care if you followed an artist from conception to wherever they're at right now in their career. There's that growth that happens, and anyway, I'm just so excited for him. I think he's super talented, and I want to work with him again. We did kind of an impromptu duet of a Bon Jovi song at the Carroll Arts Center. And that was so fun, so easy. He's a pro and he's good to cut up with, and just didn't get enough. I wish he could have been in Rehoboth with us.
That would have been such a kick-ass party, absolutely.
We would have kept them up all night, I swear.
I know. We would have actually, had went for cocktails afterwards. But
yeah,
Shell, we got
some
people calling in here. I just want to go ahead really quickly. Pick a number. Your choices are 601, 302, or 559. Pick a lucky winner.
Oh, come on, 302. Let's
302,
roll it, baby.
You got it. 302, where are you calling from? And can I have your first name, please?
It's Kelly.
Kelly. Hey, Shelly.
Kelly.
It's Kelly.
Yeah,
Kelly's a lucky
Kelly.
Winner tonight.
Hello. How are you?
I am fabulous.
I was just thinking about Rehoboth. to go.
Oh, my God. Well, see, then there you go. See, what you say can go out into the consciousness.
That's right.
That was such
was
a fun
so
night.
Excited. It was.
That
was
such
a fun
night. You guys, you know, I just felt, well, and it's been true for just about every show on the East Coast that we've played. It's, you know, the people have been so nice and so just interested in the music and me and what's going on with the career and where things are headed. It's just been a delight to get to know
That's
everyone.
Awesome.
And
That's
so thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for calling in. I have a download card for you with three cuts.
Yay.
And,
thank you. I'm so excited.
Sure. Absolutely.
Fantastic. We'll get that out to you, Cal. Thanks for calling in tonight, honey. I hope you're having time with your Chardonnay.
Yep, Chardonnay is my friend.
Say hi to
Love
Mr. Chardonnay,
caller.
Baby.
Chardonnay day.
Thanks for calling in,
okay.
honey. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, fun people, fun times. I love it. Let's
you
go
have
ahead
the best friends, Michael.
I do. I can't help it. I just absolutely do. But let's stay on the phone lines here. I got a caller calling in from the 559.
Do
who
it.
Is this?
That's me.
That's you. Hello, how are you?
Hi, it's Gina.
Gina from
Hello.
California.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fine. Thank you, Shelley. It's so wonderful to hear your voice and your wonderful music.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I can't wait to share some more with you. This is a download that has three songs on it, and I can't wait to get it to you and kind of share with everyone tonight a little bit about the background of the video and the makings of it and just kind of how...
Turn down
I'm
your
very
computer,
excited.
Baby Gina. There we go. Yeah, no problem.
I'm
Gina, you got a question for Shell?
Hmm?
You got a question for Shelly?
Are you going to be coming out to California and perform?
Good question.
Oh, that's a good question. We have talked about several venues in the area, and actually, a couple years ago, I was in the area, Redondo Beach, Hermosa, that area. I don't know. What area are you in?
I'm in the Central Valley of California. It's just in between, like, Southern California and Northern California. But,
okay.
You know, I could drive anywhere you'd be, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a dedicated fan.
That's awesome. Hey, that is true. That's even more than dedicated friend. That's and traffic on the what interstate is that? That's
on the 409. You mean the 405?
405. Okay.
Oh God. That's hell.
So if I say
Close
the
to
four,
10.
It's right off of the 405. Do you still love me?
Of
she'll love you anyhow. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And just to remind everybody too, to go ahead and keep up with Shelly's concert dates at www.shellyrand.com. Gina, thanks so much for calling in tonight, honey. And I hope you're having a nice light off from the hospital.
I am, and I'm so happy to get through. So thank you so much. And Shelly, can I ask one quick favor, MK, please?
Absolutely, go ahead.
Sure.
Shelly, could you say hi to Shannon from England?
Oh, yes. Hi, Shannon. Hi, sweet Shannon.
She's here.
My necklace is coming along beautifully. Shannon sent me a birthday present that is, it's shaped like a guitar pick, and it's made out of, I'm not sure what kind of metal, but it is a guitar pick, and it has an inscription on both sides, and it's just wonderful. And just so lovely that she thought of me on my birthday and sent that. And so it's not a necklace yet, but
mm-hmm.
I'm working on it, and it's coming along really good. So, yes,
oh.
hello.
Oh,
fantastic. Thank you so much. We love you so much. You're just, you're of course a fabulous artist and more a fabulous person. And thank you so much.
Oh well, thank
okay.
you for the for your kindness. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you, Dina. Take care. Oh, honey, you know what? Let's do this one more time. I wonder if this is Shannon, actually. Let's just go ahead and let's just double check and see because the number looks very odd. Hi, baby. Who's calling? Welcome to A Home with Victoria.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Shannon.
Shannon from the UK. Thanks for calling in, honey.
Hi.
You got a question for Shelly?
I can't actually think of a question. I've been sitting here trying to think of one and I can't.
Make one up.
Well, Shannon, I have one for you. How have you been?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, very well. We are actually in starting to write again for some projects coming up, and just been very busy. We just got back from the East Coast for the third time, and we're doing really well. And how are things there at home for you? Are you has the rioting settled down? And you know they don't talk about that a lot in the States.
Yeah, it's all stopped. It stopped a while ago.
Okay.
How far were you from the riot, Shannon?
I'm about 6 hours away from London, so it was quite far away.
Oh, well, that's good, and that's very safe. But, honey, I can't thank you enough for tuning into the show all the time you do. I'm really happy we're Facebook friends, and I know it's really, really late there. I know it's like, you know, almost 2 o'clock. But I want to thank you so much for taking the time to call in tonight. I adore you, honey. I really do.
Thank you.
Thank you, sugar.
Should we write you a note for your teacher?
Sorry?
Because we will. Because I know you're up late.
Cool, V.
We will.
Have a great sleep, honey. Thanks for calling in. Oh, isn't that great to finally talk to Shannon? Oh, my goodness. I love her accent. But, Shell, let's go keep on with the music train. This is Shelly Rand with 8x10. Don't go anywhere.
Became a single one that night. Now people can change, it's no one's fault. We look at that picture on the wall as if a memory in a frame can save us.
room with 8x10. Oh, Shelley, that's one of my favorites of all time.
Is it?
Yeah, it really is. I think that's when I fell in love with you, was with 8x10. That's when really, the voice is so pure, and the meaning is amazing. Going to go quickly back to chat because people are firing questions in here like crazy, Shelley. Don Quinn wants to know, who inspired you to sing? Great question.
My mother, actually.
Oh, that's sweet.
My mother was a fabulous, a very sultry but traditional country singer. And just always had that confidence and had a sense of, I'm doing this. And she was, oh, my God. I would go to all of her band rehearsals, and it was just, I was kind of starstruck a little bit. And I'm like, okay, this is my mother. But when she does music, something happens, and I think that's true. I think that's true for people who truly love what they're doing. That they get lost in it, they get taken away, and that experience of that, I just think was just there, in my life at such an early age. And then of course she was always supportive and just understanding. And only because she's, she understood it for herself first. And I think that really went a long way with me, later in life, with my determination and not giving up. So I'd have to say that she's absolutely my first inspiration. Before I ever knew any name, you can hear a song, you may not know who does it, and it's like, oh, that's a good song, or that's a good song.
Yeah.
But I watched her bring to life songs that I'd never heard before. Before I even heard the original artist do it. I learned them from her.
Who is your favorite artist right now? There's a lot of good music out there and a lot of not so good music out there, but who are you looking to right now as saying, like, wow, that's one to watch?
With the untimely death of Amy Winehouse, I've been thinking about some of her inspirations, like Diane Washington and, anyone who's kind of in that vein. And then, of course, what Tony Bennett said about her was that she was one of the greatest jazz singers.
Yeah,
that
truly great, and just left way too quick. And actually, apparently, what I'm reading is she died from not drinking. It was that thing, she was going through withdrawal, and that's how she kind of just I don't know if it's totally true, but that's what I'm reading through the music charts. And so if that's the case, where it's like, wow, it's a double edged sword out there. But I'm going to go back to chat, actually, with Nelia from Canada wants to know. This is a really good question, Shelley. She wants to know, outside of your genre, who would you most like to collaborate with?
Oh, my goodness. What a question. Well, I've always kind of had that standing hopeful spot for Sting.
That would be good.
Because I really like the way that that his lyrics and the marriage of his melodic choices happen. Mm-hmm. It's just so intellectual, and I think simplicity in a song is necessary, and then sometimes give them some more meat than potatoes, kind of thing. I just depending on what kind of mood I'm in. I don't know about you, Michael, but I'm definitely, it's like, what kind of a mood am I in? And I can, I can name an artist,
mm-hmm.
and that may tell you a lot.
Yeah.
If you're familiar with the artist.
probably Sting, and you may be surprised by this one, but and I don't have the opportunity. No one does, but if I could,
you never know.
Pavarotti.
Oh.
What an amazing tenor voice, and I think I one of the best ever in our lifetime. And I wish that I would have had the opportunity, because I have thought about it. I thought about it, and then you know, when after he died, I was, you know, just missed not only his vocal ability and what he brought, but you know, kind of secretly that opportunity that would never happen.
Well, no, just because it's technically impossible. But, see, I was also thinking, and if I can throw my two cents out there, I think a Josh Groban would be fantastic with you standing beside him. I think that would be some really great music made.
I would love it. And you know what gave me the inspiration to do that, to think, okay, because typically I think people, you know, live in genre boxes, I think more in the country field than anywhere, but you know, what kind of, well, do you sing traditional or do you sing, you know, today's, do you, you know, but I think the doors are opening all the time, and I'm really glad for that. But speaking of someone who's, you know, who's never liked to be in a box, I saw where Aretha Franklin, I cannot remember who was supposed to, and I think that it was Pavarotti. I think he was ill and could not make a performance. And
yes.
She sang
Ness and Dorma.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I was absolutely blown away.
Yeah.
I was absolutely blown away. A flawless performance, and just a true inspiration that, well, you know what? Well, all I've ever sang most of my life has been country, but could I, you know, asking myself the question, could I sing something other than that? And I think I can, because I truly love music, and I aspire to do bigger and better things.
Yeah,
as,
woman,
you know,
you could sing the phone book, Shelley. Let's not pretend, okay? Let's, you know, let's just go there. Shelley, you feel like taking another call?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to go to the 402 area code. Welcome to At Home with Victoria. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from?
Hey, MK, it's Sandy again.
Sandy again. She's on her meds.
Yes, it is. Well, I know that Shannon wanted to ask a couple questions, but she was very shy. And so I thought I'd call and ask, if that's okay.
All right.
She's a doll. Yes.
All right. First off, I just wanted to say hi to Shelley. Hi, Shelley. How are you?
Hi.
I've been posting your video every day on our country music Facebook, let me tell you.
Thank you so much.
I think I'm
probably
annoying them, but I don't care. Anyway, I just love it. I love the song.
Thank you.
I just wanted to know if you have any hobbies outside of music, like as far as cooking, or do you have any, like, gardening, any kind of hobbies that, you know, make you relax or kind of just, you know, to chill out?
Yes, I do. Actually, I love to be outside. And I find that yard work is relaxing. And it's kind of, it's a mindless diversion, but it's outside, and so I get the fresh air and the sunshine that I think everyone needs to be in the sunshine, natural sunlight. I just think that's really underrated, and just a sense of, you know, it's refreshing, gives you a sense of a well-being that you don't get doing any other thing. You get outside, and I don't care if it's pulling weeds, and sometimes that's just the kind of mindless diversion that you need, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's very relaxing to me, and I enjoy it, and I like...
Did you ever go camping? Like, when you were young, did you ever go camping, like,
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes.
Like being outside. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
I was forced to go, like, every weekend when I was a kid, so.
All right.
I guess now that's why I like outside so much, but I was forced to. It was like, goodbye, you're going camping. Okay.
No, truthfully, I mean, if you could be outside in a controlled environment, I would spend mm-hmm. most of my time there, even recording. I like nature. I like being around, animals, and so yeah. So that's one thing that's really important to me. I like to try and do when I can. And when it rains, and it's all rainy and drizzly, like I've been to Newmarket outside of London. I spent almost 2 weeks there, and it was rainy and drizzly there quite a bit. So Shannon, I've been there when it's been that way, so I know what that means, and that can do something to your psyche, you know.
Yeah,
I believe that.
Oh,
okay.
I think camping can scar you for life sometimes.
It can, MK. Seriously, especially
those
if you don't like it.
Those are nasty, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Especially if you don't like it. I just have one more quick question.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you also if there's any, like, significant other in your life or anyone besides MK.
Yes.
If you can share.
Yes, I can. Mr. Mayberry is the love of my life. And we share our love of music and from A to Z, songwriting to production. And so not only do I get to do what I love for a living, but I can do that with the person that I love. And
that's awesome.
That I respect.
Oh, my God, that's so awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, how
yeah
you,
I
how
know.
Have,
I know.
Just
I just caused half of your audience to hate me.
No, he's
wonderful. He's a dream, is he not? Is he not my
husband?
He
is a dream. He is a dream, absolutely. Thanks for calling in.
Me
really appreciate it, Daryl.
And Shannon, let me say, she loves you. She forgot to tell you. She was just so nervous. So I want to say Shannon loves you very much, and we all do in the chat, and we're here every week, and we love it. And thank you so much for your time, MK and Shelly.
No problem, doll. You take care. Don't we have the best band, Shelly? I'm telling you, fantastic.
Wonderful network you have, and thank you for sharing it with me.
I tell you. Going to go back to just read a couple comments and stuff. People are suggesting everybody from Eminem and you to who else was? Sting was definitely a go-getter. Lil Wayne was another suggestion, which actually isn't a bad idea. Actually, I can see something like that happening with you. But, you know, I always keep wanting to ask you this just when we're chatting, but I always forget. But I know you were auditioning for The Voice. How did that go?
The Voice? You know, I truly believe in the concept of what they were doing as far as the television show once everyone makes it through the audition process.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that that they're only hearing what they want to hear, and whatever they perceive, whatever they imagine that will make them turn around. I like that because, to me, I think that represents the general public. Anyone who's ever listened to anything over the speakers in a department store or their car, and they want to know who that is, just solely based on what they hear.
Right.
And I think, you know, music has lost some of that effectiveness just because it's so visual.
Right.
And not that I'm not here to knock anything one way or the other, but I just think it's a brilliant concept, and whoever came up with that, I don't know who the producers are of that show, but
yeah.
I think it's a brilliant concept. But where we are with the record right now and some things that we have coming up, we're really staying more focused on that. than anything else.
Good.
Yeah. Our goal is to come and to meet people live in person. So we want to come to venues. And if anyone, if any of your listening audience has suggestions, you know, please do hit me up on Facebook and give me a shout out and tell me your suggestion for a local venue. And we'll be glad to look at it because, you know, that's really what our focus is right now.
Absolutely. And actually what Shelley will be is she'll be all over that is what she'll be.
All
over that.
I'm
all
over it, baby.
Give a listen, Shelley Rad. I'm all over that.
The way that it happened is the single that we had out, Hell on Heels, we had just a ton of support, and everything was going really good. And Pistol Annie comes out with a song with the same title, also okay. called Hell on Heels. Though it was not the same song, and there was no question about that. But what does radio do with two songs of the same title? Well, you know, taking a brand new artist versus someone who has had the well-deserved success of Miranda Lambert. And then that's your answer. You go
yeah.
to the next single. but, you know, everyone was so supportive, and that's what, you know, well, we're ready to go. You know, we can do this. We can make this happen. And so we go to the next single and have the fortune of being introduced to Ken Shaw, who directed the video. And I can't tell you what an amazing job he did, just how intuitive he was to me with the song. And all of the edits and the final cuts really just whittled everything down visually to what was represented in the song. So I think it was just so successful, and I'm so proud of it. The video itself took 12 hours to do, and we did that in one day. And just a great team. You know, it's never one person. And when you start getting a lot of creative people in a room together, lots of things can go wrong. And I know that you know that for yourself, Michael. You brainstorm over stuff all the time, and you're just so good at it. But that can be, you know, that can be an obstacle. With that.
Oh, with a curse,
you know,
and a blessing.
Yes.
Just kidding.
Yes. Well, however you want to put it. Yeah. But thank goodness that we have a lot of great people on our team. Ron and Damian Golden with LML. And I'm just so proud to be with him. And they facilitated all the direction in the organization. And then the other people that we had on board for hair and makeup and photographs to document. And it was truly an all-day process. And a great team player that we had was the Red camera, which at that point was brand new to the market, and we were fortunate enough, I believe that we were one of the first music videos to be filmed with that camera. And so I'm super excited about that, because it's kind of like a unique achievement.
Mm-hmm.
And the camera was amazing, and the learning curve was like climbing Mount Everest, I don't know, but they did it. They did it somehow. They did it, and you know, it's wonderful to be a part of such an exciting process and a creative one too, because I love to be in creative environments, whether it be for me or not. I love that kind of energy. And so anyway, it just went really well. And The guy in the video, I've had a lot of questions about this, the guy
right.
in the video, and who I would love for you to interview him, he's such a nice guy and a singer-songwriter.
Okay, yep.
His name is Rick Monroe, and you should get to know him a little better. Just a funny guy.
I would like to get to know Rick
Monroe. What's that?
I would like to get to know Rick Monroe.
Yes, I know. You should. You should.
Oh, honey. Honey, we're running out of time here slowly, and I want to go ahead and remind everybody, go ahead and check out www.shellyrand.com. You can check her out on iTunes, Reverb Nation, YouTube, Amazon.com. Her new album is called Afterwards, and it's online now, available for purchase and for MP3 download. But Shelley, I can't thank you enough for taking the time. I've kept you way longer than I said I would, so I kind of lied, but I kind of hope you were going to be good with it. So, honey,
oh, you
I
know,
really
I'd love
you.
To talk to you anytime.
Absolutely. Big fans. Everybody in the chat room is going crazy. You're going to get tons of suggestions from Nebraska to California to England of venues to go ahead and play at. So keep your... Absolutely. Darling, please say hi to Howie and to the band. And I can't thank you enough for joining us tonight. Huge hugs, and I'll call you by the end of the week.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you for letting me be a part of your show and your network. And I just adore you. Thank you so much. And we will talk again soon.
Absolutely.
And if anyone has questions, please chat me up on Facebook or .com.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Shell, love you tons, girl. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. That was Shelley Rann. You're listening to At Home with Victoria. Thank you guys so much for a great, lively chat. I've been kind of tossing in and out and see there was some commotion, but I want to thank everybody up in chat. Don Quinn, Dante513, Finnegan2009, Gina in California, guest 4748, guest 5451, guest 6295, Catherine Taddy, hello, darling. Kelly21, Mar Ben, great job in chat. Mike Klupp, my brother from another mother. Nelia, thanks for tuning in tonight for the first time from Canada. Sandy at Sea, and Shannon Sebold from the UK. I want to thank you all for listening tonight. I had a great time, and I hope you did too. So much love to everyone, and have a nice night.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.